Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has taken control of two systems housed by the Bureau of the Fiscal Service. These systems are responsible for 95% of all payments made by the government and account for more than one-fifth of the entire U.S. economy. We're talking about everything from Social Security checks to tax returns and everything in between. While Musk reportedly has just read-only level access, Wired is reporting that Doge actually has administrator-level privileges. As the publication notes, a person with that type of access can, quote, navigate the entire file system, change user permissions, and delete or modify critical files. That could allow someone to bypass the security measures of and potentially cause irreversible changes to the very systems they have access to. But don't worry, the person that had their fingers on the keyboard perusing all that information was allegedly Marco Elise, a 25-year-old engineer that worked for two of Musk's companies. Now, he's since been forced to resign over racist social media posts, but if the Trump administration gets what they want, he'll be rehired and back sifting through all of your sensitive data. But why does Musk want to thumb through everyone's financial data and social security numbers? Well, that's not too hard to discern when you hear what Musk has been saying for the last few years. Musk's plan is to take his social media platform X and turn it into, in Musk's own words, an everything app. In 2023, Musk bragged to his staff in a meeting about his desire to transform X into a financial services behemoth. He said, quote, "You won't need a bank account. It would blow my mind if we don't have that rolled out by the end of next year." Well, his mind must have been blown because 2024 came and went and it wasn't complete. But now, Musk has the keys of the White House and the administrator privileges to your personal financial information. And if we go back and look at the transcript of that leaked 2023 meeting with ex-employees, we can start to see why Musk is obsessed with the Treasury Department and its personal financial records of Americans. When talking about his vision, Musk said the following. When I say payments, I actually mean someone's entire financial life. If it involves money, it'll be in our platform, money or securities or whatever. So it's not just like send $20 to my friend. I'm talking about like you won't need a bank account. Now, this vision of his isn't something new. It's something he has been working on for decades, actually. He brings this up in that same meeting, saying, quote, "The X PayPal product roadmap was written by myself and David Sachs, actually in July of 2000. And for some reason, PayPal, once it became eBay, not only did they not implement the rest of the list, but they actually rolled back a bunch of key features, which is crazy. So PayPal is actually a less complete product than what we came up with in July of 2000, so 23 years ago. But it gets worse, much worse. Take a listen to this excerpt. First of all, I'm not familiar with security and privacy. I'm actually very familiar with it. If you think about Tesla, all the cars are connected globally. We know where people went. In fact, we intentionally do not store the last half mile or so of where people went. We go to great lengths at Tesla because, you think about it, a Tesla has surround cameras going. There are immense privacy issues with having an always connected car with cameras. We've gone to great lengths at Tesla to protect people's privacy. And the same is true of Starlink. You can see what websites they visit. You know where they are with precision. And so if Starlink or SpaceX was not very good at privacy, the whole system would collapse and people would lose faith in it. And the same is true of Tesla. So this is not some new thing for me. I've been dealing with privacy issues for a very long time. Same is true of PayPal. This is not my first rodeo on the privacy front, like my sixth rodeo. So let's recap. Musk knows everywhere you are within a half mile and knows all the websites you visit and where you viewed them. Is that the type of guy you want to now have your sensitive financial information? Do you want those things paired together? Musk may say he protects your privacy, but this is the same guy who wants to put a chip in your brain and then run away to Mars. I think a sane person should at least consider the possibility that Musk might be up to something nefarious. While Elon tinkers with the government payroll, he's busy pushing X to control your money. He announced just this year that he's launching X Money, a fund transfer service. But Musk can be trusted, right? And Trump wouldn't let some rich guy tell him what to do, correct? Well, that's up to you, but let me remind you that Musk spent nearly $300 million getting President Trump reelected. So I can think of 300 million reasons Musk might expect a few favors from Trump in his second term. And let me remind you of the guy that ran PayPal with Musk. This guy right here, that's Peter Thiel. The two merged their financial transaction businesses, PayPal and X, into one company back in 2002. A lot of his business dealings revolve around surveillance, which is scary enough. Peter Thiel laps up government contracts and is busy building a plant to manufacture war drones in Ohio. But that's another video for another day. But that's not the scariest thing about Thiel. You see, he's the man behind J.D. Vance. He handpicked him in college to be his protege. He provided him with practically all his career opportunities. And then, when J.D. Vance decided to run for the Ohio Senate, he donated $15 million to make that happen. That contribution marked the largest amount of money donated to a single Senate candidate ever. Just 2 years after getting elected as senator, J.D. Vance was elected vice president. You might say, we only have J.D. Vance because of Peter Thiel. So what's my point with all this? This is no longer the United States of America. This is the PayPal Mafia. Although Peter Thiel and Elon Musk were business partners early on, the two have had a rivalry over the decades. They've called each other frauds and sociopaths. But today, that rivalry has placed Trump right in the middle. Thiel has his puppet in Vance as vice president, and Elon has been dubbed first buddy, even moving into the White House. Which nerdy weirdo will win? Who knows? But what I do know is America's coffers are open and up for the taking. A massive plundering is coming. Whether you want the government to shrink is one thing, but letting the richest man in the world have access to citizens' financial information while he's trying to create a universal banking operation is the stuff that makes interesting lore for Batman villains. What we're seeing right now is a little conservative MAGA performance art freak show, something to sidetrack the American people to what's really going on. Musk doesn't care who is president as long as he gets what he wants. Remember, he's had a 20-year plan to make his dreams come true. And as of January 20th, he finally had the power to make his dreams a reality. Same with the guy he co-owned PayPal with, Peter Thiel. Not only did Thiel make Vance, he also made Vivek Ramaswamy his protege. So I think we all know how Ohio will go. The PayPal Mafia is running things now. Not MAGA, not Trump, not patriots. Wealthy oligarchs who want all the money and power for themselves run the show. Musk makes MAGA believe he protects free speech, but then says things like, freedom of speech, not freedom of reach. Musk says we need more kids, like he's some sort of family man, then destroys a nuclear family unit over and over with glee as he breeds children with multiple women. Yet, he gets conservatives to praise him for his pro-family stance. He says he's all about freedom, but in reality, he's using X as a way to get you to give him all of your money. But hey, Musk really owns the libs online and is a bro. I guess the old adage is true, a little sugar makes the medicine go down. Sadly, I don't think oligarchy is the medicine MAGA wanted for our ailing country. There's China's social credit score, Klaus Schwab's own nothing and be happy mantra, and central bank digital currencies. These are the three boogeymen of the right. But if Musk gets what he wants, he could roll all three into one. MAGA supporters would be none the wiser and likely lay down palm leaves as Musk walks right into the Oval Office. What we're doing right now is watching the world's most expensive, most high-stakes pissing contest in history. He wants to be the Monopoly Man, but instead of having a cool little monocle, our Monopoly Man just has hair plugs. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.